How many people here are from outside of Mill Valley? I'm just curious. Wow. You braved weather and traffic. Thank you for coming. Thank you for the locals, too. I'd like to ask everyone, first of all, to turn their cell phone ringers up to their full volume so that the one poor soul won't have to suffer our collective scorn. Apparently, there's a rule in this library, which I learned about just this week, whereby if you present an idea for a First Friday, who's that? That sounded good. That was at full volume. Thank you. All right. Thank you. This group is listening. I really appreciate that. Apparently, there's a rule with this library, which I learned about just this week, whereby if you present an idea for a First Friday, you are expected to make the introduction. Fortunately, I love public speaking, right up there with drinking bleach and chewing aluminum foil. My name is Russell LaShelt. I am the bartender here at Mill Valley Public Library. We're also known by hipsters as Mill Valley Pub Library. We are one of the few, if not the only, public libraries with an on-staff bartender. And I could ask the reference librarian to verify that, but at the moment, the reference desk is, in fact, a bar. So that's out. My days start with mixing Bloody Marys for the morning shift, and move along in a rather pleasant and blurred fashion into margaritas for the afternoon meetings. Fortunately, we have an excellent group of volunteers who are not allowed anywhere near the bar to make sure that the books go back on the shelves in proper order. They are known officially as designated Deweys. And we treasure those volunteers, many of whom are here this evening. You know who you are, which is a good thing because by the end of our daily happy hours, it's possible that we have no idea who you are. But enough about me, because I'd rather dedicate an entire First Friday to that topic. And I would do that. I would do that if it were not for the fact that I would likely be forced to introduce that program as well. I'd like to thank my fellow staff members for making these First Fridays possible, in particular Angie Brenner, City Librarian. Who have a vision for these First Friday events, which have turned into such a great event for Mill Valley and beyond. And I'd also like to thank Kristen Clark, Operations Manager. She's on the bar there. For her expertise in all things production, including finding this wonderful John Travolta dance floor. I would also like to acknowledge the amazing group of people who work under the Friends of the Library banner, contributing so much talent and so many hours towards the betterment of this library. And a thank you to the Library Foundation for their generous support of this program and many others. Over the course of almost 40 First Fridays, we've enjoyed everything from Daniel Ellsberg, who brought to us his uplifting message, Big Brother is watching, there is no hope. To my favorite recurring First Friday program, Naked Truth Storytelling, a brainchild of Kara Brancuglia, a reference librarian. If you have not been to a Naked Truth Storytelling, you've got to go. It's one of our best. But it's there that Josh Healy once shared his classic story with us, rolling a joint with Grandma. And tonight, our First Friday cultural blend continues in a grand way. We are so very, very fortunate to have Trio Garufa and their accompanying dancers to bring tango to life for us in this beautiful setting. Trio Garufa is based in San Francisco. They have been performing across Argentina, Canada, and the U.S. since their 2001 debut, playing such renowned venues as Yoshi's and the Chicago Symphony Hall. They perform classic Argentine tangos as well as modern tangos, original compositions, and Argentine folk music. It's notable that they are the only tango ensemble based in the U.S. to have performed extensively at the Buenos Aires dance clubs, which are some tango creds indeed, I would imagine. Their website, triagarufa.com, is beautifully put together and well worth a visit for its videos and music and for the excellent brief history of tango. They also have their CDs available just around the corner. We'll have a 15-minute intermission between their sets, so you could grab one there. On their website, they define the term garufa in this way: someone who is boisterous and festive and fun, especially that dedicated to dance and drinking. So it seems that being introduced by a bartender may be perfectly appropriate after all. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm Mill Valley welcome to Trio Garufa.
Thank you so much. This is Trio Garufa, and we'll be introducing ourselves later, but we've been around since 2001 in the Bay Area. That's when we started the band, and the focus is on Argentine tango and also some Argentine folk music. We'll be playing several rhythms today, and there's basically three rhythms that belong in the family of Argentine tango. One is tango proper, that's the one we just played. It's in a 4-4 time signature. There's two more rhythms. Milonga is in a 2-4 signature and it's fast. And tango waltz, that's of course in a 3-4 time signature. So we'll show you the rhythms right away. This is a milonga called La Trampera. And the song we just played was called Danzarin.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So this was a waltz that Jean Garcia has arranged. Quiero ser tu sombra, which means I want to be your shadow. And we're going to continue with a tango called Gallo Ciego, the blind rooster. And maybe this is a good time to introduce the band. We have on guitar from Argentina, Bahía Blanca, Guillermo Garcia. On bass from California, Sasha Jacobson. And my name is Adrian Jost. On this thing, who knows what this thing is here? Let's see if we show hands. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, ask those people what it is. It's a fun instrument. It's called a bandoneon. It's a descendant of the squeeze box. It's a bisonoric instrument that was made in the Second World War in Germany and has made its way to Argentina around 1900. So here we go with the Blind Rooster.
By the way, Adrian is from Switzerland. Thank you.
tango classes. By the way, all the music they're playing is in our three CD albums that you can find at the entrance. We recorded in 2004, 2008, and 2012. So you can guess what year we will record the next CD. Here we go with
Romance de
Val. A waltz, Romance de Val. How about we do it together?
Yeah, the next song we're going to play is a beautiful guarania, which is a genre of music from the countryside,
the very northern part of Argentina, where it borders with Paraguay. There's the Guarani people and language there, so the guarania rhythm is named for the Guarani people and language.
And this is a song that's composed by a famous guitar player called Eduardo Palú, that was very influential in Argentina, in Latin America.
The name of the song is Canción del Jangadero. And the jangadero is the man who floats down the river on the logs as they make their way from the forest to the mill. And I think it's a job lost to time now, but a very peaceful and relaxing job, I think.
I think Guillermo said it was pretty stressful to float the logs and trees down the Paraná River.
That was my job until I became a guitarist.
Thank you.
Argentina, and you know how big of a deal that is. He was the favorite team of Carlos Gardel, the tango singer legend, and that team happens to be about to win the tournament on December 14th. If they win the match, they are champions of Argentina again. After something like 150 years. Racing Club, actually Racing Club, but sorry, it's Racing Club. Thank you.
Sharon was tuning, this was a milonga called Oro y Plata, candombe milonga. Milonga has roots in other music, and candombe. We're going to continue with a tango called Duelo Criollo, which stands for a duel between two men, criollos, two men who's, that's kind of complicated, it's two men who are descendants from Europeans and are born in Argentina. That's how it was used. On the cover of that tango, a lot of the tangos have a painting or a drawing as the men that fight, and that's a typical story that you see in a lot of Argentine tango shows.
The previous song, which was Oro y Plata, the candombe comes from Uruguay, which is just north of Argentina, across the river. So this was a milonga candombe, so mostly milonga, but with just a hint of that candombe feeling. The real candombe is played with four drums, a large, a medium, and two small, and it's very much carnival music and celebration music. So this is a sort of Argentine version of the candombe. So now we continue with Duelo Criollo, the duel between the two gangsters. Ends badly. Thank you.
We'll be back for the second set as well. Thank you so much. We are Trio Garufa, and so happy to be here in Mill Valley this evening. We do have CDs for sale. We have 3 albums, and a lot of the songs that we're playing tonight will be on one of those 3. And we're going to close the first set with a beautiful milonga called Milonga de Mis Amores. And we'll be back after a short intermission. I just wanted to mention one more thing before we start. There is actually another great bandoneon player who lives in San Rafael. He's your own local bandoneon player and actually leads a fantastic orchestra called Seth y su Sexteto Típico. So please give a warm round of applause for Seth Asarno, who's here in the audience. If you ever get a chance to catch his orchestra, please do, because they're amazing. And I just wanted to put him on the spot because he made me nervous when I saw him at the beginning of the concert. I looked over and I said, "Oh, Seth is right there. Oh my God." Just put him on the spot.
I think they'll be playing on January 9th, I heard last night at a party. Thank you. Puccinelli. Okay, we want to continue with a classic called Quejas de Bandoneón. It means complaint of the bandoneon, and it was composed by, well, it was made famous by Aníbal Troilo, a master of the bandoneon, and also an orchestra director. Quejas de Bandoneón, composed in 1918, and forgotten until 1944, when Troilo, with his orchestra, recorded the song and made it very famous. Thank you.
So the real Argentine tango dance is a dance that's improvised. When you go to the milongas in Buenos Aires and you see people dancing, they're not doing a sequence of steps that they memorize. They're just flowing freely around the floor. And the dancers tonight are also, they haven't prepared a specific routine. They're just doing it on the spot. And it's a lead-follow relationship. So it takes a lot of listening with your body on both sides to do this dance. And that's why I think, you know, it's such a sensual dance, because you have to put yourself in a very open frame of mind to do it well. So we're going to bring Count and Oksana back to dance to a beautiful arrangement of Milonga Uruguaya. This is a beautiful piece by Ariel Ramirez that we've arranged with some electronic beats, added in sort of a modern take on this classic Milonga Uruguaya. Thank you.
so much, Federico. That was lovely.
So, Milonga Uruguaya is a song that represents this milonga style from Uruguay. Obviously, it's a slower kind of milonga, closer to what we call countryside milonga in Argentina, milonga campera. That form is actually older than the fast form that we have shown you, which is the milonga from Buenos Aires, urban milonga style. So we continue now with a beautiful tango from Juan Carlos Cobian called El Motivo.
Thank you.
because it's the most famous tango that's made it to international orchestras, and it's called La Comparsita.
Talking, that's why he does his face. Okay, yeah. So just wanted to say, if you see the dance floor open, it's all yours. Trio Garufa.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So for our last piece of the evening, we of course have to play at least one piece by the great Astor Piazzolla. So this is Libertango by Astor Piazzolla. And after the concert, we'll be over there to sign CDs and all that. And thank you so much for coming out tonight. You've been a fantastic audience. Thank you to Go Valley Library, to Kristen and Russ for suggesting it. And it's been a great night for us, so I hope it's a great night for you too. Here's Libertango.